Welcome to another episode of the Yoga Nidra Project. Before we begin, I would like to take a moment to thank my regular listeners who come from all corners of the globe. It truly warms my heart and makes me smile to see where you're from and to think of you listening. This podcast is a heartfelt, self-taught and home-recorded offering that arose out of a desire to help others regulate their nervous system and find inner peace even in difficult circumstances. Each episode is different and is both a researched and creative process that occurs between work, family life, and maintaining my own practice. Sometimes they take time to produce. I'm grateful for your patience and for your continued engagement nonetheless. This podcast is a joint project between you, the listener, and myself. By listening, you are co-creating with me, and without you, I wouldn't be here. Your presence here is precious, and it is truly an honor to be here with you. Let's begin our practice. If you're able to, please lie down on your back. If not, please ignore the following guidance and simply ensure you're comfortable. Allow the body to be in alignment. Head, neck, and spine in one line. The limbs relaxed, slightly away from each other, or perhaps one hand on the heart, the other on the belly. Nestle in and make any final adjustments to ensure you can relax and find stillness. Welcome yourself to a moment of your own. Somewhere in your day or evening, perhaps in your office, in your car, under a tree, or at home. Perhaps a child is sleeping, giving you a moment to yourself. Perhaps the day is done, and the sweetness of night is settling around you. Whatever your circumstances, you're invited to declare this time and this space, this practice, as belonging completely to you. Notice the inner strength of this declaration. How your own self-care is an act of courage, a radical act, a boundary, and a necessary means of coming home to yourself. Put thoughts of your external world aside and truly be here, completely present to yourself and to this moment. Tune in to the body. Soften the jaw, the lips, all around the jaw, cheeks and lips, the forehead and scalp, tops of the shoulders, letting go. Bring your awareness to your heels, both heels, and the contact point between the heels and their support. Whether it be the floor, yoga mat, or whatever you're lying on, both heels and the contact points between the heels and their support, the calves and the contact point between the calves and their support. Follow with the backs of the thighs, the buttocks, lower back, middle back, the upper back and shoulders, the back of the head, feeling the sensation of the back of the head resting into your support. Trace awareness over the front of the body, your forehead, face, throat, the wings of the collarbones, the chest, both arms, both hands, the fingers, fingertips. The abdomen, pelvis, front of the thighs, knees, shins, tops of the feet, toes. The whole front of the body and the subtle sensation of the air anywhere it's touching your skin. Bring awareness now back to the whole back of the body. Return to the contact points between the whole back body and your support. A sense of groundedness and connection to the earth. Allow yourself to be held here. Body softens and releases, trusting the able support beneath it. Trusting your place in the world in this moment. Trusting this particular phase of your life. Turn your attention to your breath and allow it to comfortably deepen, gently expanding the structures of the ribcage, the diaphragm, the abdomen, and these structures simply falling back as you exhale. Simply be in the sensation of breathing for the next few moments. Breath is ebbing and flowing, like the sensation of floating on an undulating ocean, a buoyant, billowing breath, almost like floating, fully supported, a soft body, sensation of floating as you breathe. As inhale smoothly transitions to exhale, to inhale, back to exhale, back to inhale, and each breath giving rise to sensation of floating on the sea. Allowing the body to soften. Tension and holding melting away with each breath, like waves on the sea. Soft body, floating, supported, allowing. Allow yourself to continue to let go. Sensing your body's capacity to heal, rebalance, and renew. Just in the way nature strives towards balance. The way trees reach toward the sun. The way their roots intelligently seek water and nutrients. The nature of your body is always to seek healing and balance. This striving animated by unseen prana. Prana you share with all that you see. Trust the body. Trust this moment. This particular phase of your life and your place in the world. Feeling into a sense of connection. And surrender to what is. Connection to what is. Surrender to what is. We will travel further into our practice, accessing a deep well of inner intuitive wisdom. Begin by bringing your awareness to the third eye center, the space between the eyebrows, but deeper than the superficial skin, somewhere behind the center of your forehead in the brain. Your inner command center, a dark space, Chidakasha. The space of knowledge, the space between worlds, between that which is conscious and external, and that which is subtle, formless, and infinite. Relax the mind as awareness rests in this space, and notice without judgment. Just with allowing anything that arises as you rest your awareness in this space of knowledge. Begin to reconnect with the gentle movement of your breath. As you next inhale, travel your awareness from Chidakasha to the space of the heart, the center of the chest, as though you're breathing your way down to the chest. And arriving at the space at the center of the chest, known as Hridayakasha, the vast space of the heart, sometimes called the ocean of the heart, or the sky of the heart. A vast space and a space of contemplation. Soften awareness into this space of the heart. And notice without judgment, just with allowing, anything that arises as you rest your awareness in the space of the heart. Hridayakasha. There are so many words that might describe or suggest the quality of feeling or awareness in the heart space. But it's more important to focus on your own felt sense of this space. As you gently breathe, simply be here, resting awareness at Hridayakasha. Begin to reconnect with your breath. Breathe in to the heart center. Exhale to the third eye center. Inhale, heart center. Exhale, third eye center. Inhale, heart center. Exhale, third eye center. Continue to breathe in this way on your own. A gentle movement of breath. Inhale travels downward to Hridayakasha. Exhale travels upward to Chidakasha. Release this practice. Take a moment to absorb and integrate any insights or images that may have arisen during your practice. Or if nothing in particular arose, trust the process of integrating the wisdom of the head and the heart, of clearing the energy lines between the two for true wisdom. come back to a sensation of lightness in the physical body, feeling your way back to the contact points between your body and your support. Tune in to that sensation of lightness, floating like waves on a sea. Allow the breath to take you there. Shift your awareness now to a feeling of heaviness in the body, of weightiness, earth, flesh and substance. Feeling yourself inhabiting your body and a sense of heaviness. Now exploring sensation of heaviness and lightness at the same time. Heaviness and lightness simultaneously. More broadly, feeling the body in balance. That the energy lines in the body flow freely. Return to the silent declaration of taking this time for yourself. Feeling the power of rest and self-care. The power of reconnecting to yourself. And of accessing your own deep inner wisdom. Clearing the clouds and cultivating true intuition. If your intention is to sleep, allow yourself to drift, drifting on those waves of the sea, trusting in your body's capacity to heal, rebalance, and renew. If you need to continue with your day, begin to gently move, starting at your fingertips. And return to the rest of your day when you feel you've fully arrived in the room, fully arrived to external awareness. May this practice be a positive contribution to your life. May it support your healing and growth. May you be at peace within yourself. May you be happy and free. Hari Om Tat Sat.